This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard. You're flying high with the Jet City Rockers. We'll be cruising today at an altitude of 69,000 feet, which is more than a mile high for all you folks keeping track at home. Strap on or strap in and enjoy your favorite beverage. Thank you for flying with the Jet City Rockers. Let's rock.
Horizon, waiting to the land. Now he's here amongst us, the age of fire. a close look at you on this one. Gonna take a cruise through the desert together. This is Desert Plains!
Oh, believe the Oregon police have had to put out alerts and press releases reminding people, do not call 911 if you're out of toilet paper.
Oh my goodness.
Growing up, I had Sears catalogs. I didn't have your toilet paper empire to wipe my butt.
Well, you know, I grew up Amish, so there were like outhouses and the Montgomery Ward's catalog.
See?
Hung on a nail.
We have something in common.
You just rip the page out of the catalog and
I didn't have my first square toilet paper until I hit school when I was 14 years old.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh my goodness. I thought I had to rough it. At least I had the Montgomery Ward's catalog.
No, I had the Sears Christmas Wish catalog. But I did keep the bra section separate. That was never wiped. It was kept for educating myself late at night.
Sure. There you go. Wink, wink.
And if I was Amish, it would be by candlelight, but I at least had one of those little pen flashlights that I won in a, I think it was a Captain Crunch giveaway in the box or something.
There you
so
go.
I was able to occupy myself and perfect. Forget about my lack of toilet paper.
But so, Oregon people, please, do not call 911.
Anybody in the world, please do not call 911 over toilet paper. Do like your dog. Just drop your drawers and scoot across the carpet if you have to.
Or the front lawn, whatever.
Or that neighbor you don't like.
Well, we do have a family member that has made their own homemade bidet.
That's so right. Oh, it is the white trash bidet, but
it works. But
that's your nephew-in-law or whatever you want to call him. But I saw the pictures on Facebook. It's handy.
Exactly.
It's a redneck bidet.
Yeah. So America needs to get with the program and get a bidet.
Exactly.
A bidet in every house.
Exactly. And a pot in every chicken. No, a chicken in every pot. Or your chicken's on pot. Get them into rehab
there
now.
You go.
What did we hear?
All right, so we started out with Exciter from Judas Priest.
Yeah!
And then we had Desert Plains. That was live from Long Beach from Judas Priest.
Ah, Scream for Me Long Beach.
And that Long Beach, California, I'm sure not Long Beach, Washington.
Oh, maybe.
And then we had Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right from Rock Goddess.
Remember, oh, the great all-female band, but remember the night of our wrong holes, the drink from the bowling alley.
I do remember that.
That will have to be a whole other show.
Absolutely.
The whole, no pun intended. We'll get back to that story. But what are we drinking tonight?
All right.
That's even more important.
So tonight we are drinking the Wrong Way cocktail.
Ooh.
So it's vermouth, Contrato bitters from Italy.
How
and
fancy.
And top it with a little Prosecco over ice.
Isn't that what you put on like pizza and that's Italian meat? We're putting Italian meat
no,
in our...
No, that's prosciutto.
Oh, okay.
Prosecco is a lovely bubbly drink.
Oh, okay.
I know you like bubbles.
I do. Bubbles. Blow my bubbles.
I dated someone named Bubbles.
No. That's ridiculous.
That was my impersonation of you.
And that was actually ridiculous as well. But I think now you should hit the button for another great set of music here
on the Jet City Rockers.
Of the ones who really care.
Personal reflection. You are correct. I actually dated two people named Bubbles.
Would that make it
not at the same time? That's too much Bubbles. We saw that Brady Bunch episode.
I was saying, is it double bubble?
Oh, the gum.
There you go. See?
Do not attempt to wipe your butt with double bubble gum.
No, do not. That is not a good that is not a good place to
talk
start.
Talk about puckered up.
Ooh. Nope. I don't think I'll ever eat gum again.
I should household.
Or, I guess chew gum. You don't eat gum. Anyway.
Well, no, as a kid, I ate gum. Okay. I bet you if you cut open my intestines, it's probably 80 to 90% of that gum that's undigested. And the rest are watermelon and apple seeds.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I was a I was a troubled child.
No doubt.
But talking about troubled children.
Yes.
You can find us at jetcityrockers.com.
Nice segue.
You can find us everywhere else, every other social media gathering hole. You can find us, just type in Jet City Rockers, and we will magically appear. You look in a mirror and you go, Jet City Rockers.
No.
Jet City Rockers.
No.
Don't do it a third time.
No.
Because we will appear in your bedroom.
He will show up at your house, people. Don't do it.
And do not feed me after midnight.
No, do not. All right. So that set of music, we had Mind Over Metal from Raven, Headed for a Heartbreak from Winger, and Light Years Away from Silver Nightmares, which is a band out of Palermo, Italy. And it's a glorious, glorious prog track from the Wandering Angel EP.
What a great song.
So we'd like to say thank you to Gabriella. Gabriele. I'm so sorry.
You thought she butchered the German accent? She is now banned from speaking any kind of Italian dialect.
I'm a West Coast girl. I can like Spanish you all day and night, but the rest of it, not so much.
See, I'm Canadian American. It's Gabriel to me.
Okay.
And he's the keyboardist from the band, and they are an up-and-comer. Watch out for him. Go find him on the web. What is the name of the band again? So everyone can go Google it.
Silver Nightmares.
Ooh, that's ominous.
It is, but no, great music.
Absolutely. Know what else is ominous?
What?
This next set of music.
We'll be right back.
right, so that was Fight the Good Fight from Triumph.
Always a positive message from Triumph.
And Battle Scar from Max Webster with Rush.
That's a double shot of Canadiana.
There you go.
Do you want to try that in a Canadian dialect now? Since you've already destroyed German and Italian forever.
I would say, no, I'm sorry, I don't. I've been hanging around you too much.
Remember when we first met how often I said sorry?
I'm so sorry.
Or couch.
Uh-huh.
Hey, grab a seat on my couch. And you said, no, there's way too many stains.
And eat some pasta.
You like my cheese curds on my gravy and fries.
Ooh, I'm not a fan of the poutine. Sorry.
I love poontang. It is
That's
so
not
tasty.
What we're talking about.
Oh. Did you announce the songs or did I already just lose track of everything?
Gone from your mind.
Yes, no, you did. You did. It's the blue ice back here. Still getting me. I miss you. Social distancing into the aft laboratory.
Bathroom
is killing me. I love being in the plexiglass where you can throw stuff at me and we can interact. I feel like I've been marginalized. I feel like you built a wall and I'm behind the wall of the bath. And you know the door barely works to get in and out.
Well, I would offer to change places, but they don't trust you to fly the plane.
That's probably a good thing.
So I would if you could.
I can't do anything.
Fly the plane, land the plane.
I tried it on a video game once, and out of the 99 times, I managed to crash 107 times. A couple of them were bounce crashes,
okay.
So I count them as double crashes.
That is not a good track record.
No, I don't. I think I'm like their trophy co-pilot. I'm just grotesquely handsome enough to...
Are you the face of the airlines?
I'm a face of something. A most wanted poster, probably.
Probably.
How are we ending this crazy cocktail cockpit flight tonight?
All right, so we're going to close it out with Sweet Leaf from Black Sabbath. Oh, nicely done. Big Disaster from Black Swan.
That is for my love life.
And The Hockey Song by Hardcore Legends DOA.
Exactly. And it's not the good old hockey game, the best game you can name. No, it's not Stompin' Tom. It's DOA. And there's a video for it, people. Go and find that. And their cover of Taking Care of Business, they're playing hockey in that too. So there you go. And this NBC moment brought to you by the Jet City Rockers Show.
Okay.
Jet City Rockers cares.
Oh, man.
Know what I care about?
What?
You saying goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Adios, folks. We'll catch you next week on this fine, fine station.
watching pro wrestling the other day. Have you seen that? It's weird. Like, everyone has cool nicknames and costumes and girlfriends and stuff. Like, I remember I watched it like 10 or 12 years ago, and there was like two cool wrestlers, and then everyone else got the crap kicked out of them, you know? Like, you could tell by the nickname the guy had who was going to win during the announcements. You know, they would go, in the red corner wearing the metallic gold spandex and velvet cape, the intergalactic champion, Ozzy, the Annihilator, Funkadelic. In the blue corner from Toledo, Ohio, wearing the gray sweatpants and glasses, Scrappy Mike Smith. He'll also be your server tonight. I don't know what that means.
Well, hello up there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. That dancing drums, that was so low. The puck goes down the ice. That goalie jumps at the playoff bump. The fans are going insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
Oh, good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. That's the best game you can name. It's a good old hockey game.
When a player dash and skates a flash, the home team tails behind. They grab the puck, go bursting out.
They're down across the line.
They storm the creeks like bumblebees. They're driven like a burning wave. You see them slide that puck inside. It's a 1-1 hockey game.
Oh, the good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name. It's a good old hockey game.
Let's go! And Stanley Cup, it's all filled up. What a chance to win that dream. And the final play of the hockey stick.
And the one gigantic scream.
The puck is in, the home team wins. It's a good old hockey game.
Oh, the good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name. It's a good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name. It's a good old hockey game. The good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name.